A group of Jacksonville parents and the League of Women Voters are suing the Duval County School District for hiring armed guards to patrol school grounds. The so-called Safety Assistant Program is a response to a state law passed this year after the Parkland school shooting. Other Florida districts are closely watching for the outcome. Duval parents say the Safety Assistant Program not only puts students at risk, it also violates Florida law that prohibits carrying guns in schools by anyone who's not a police officer. Duval is one of more than 20 Florida school districts that implemented the School Guardian Program this year after the Parkland shooting in February. That's why Florida Coastal Law School Dean Scott DeVito says the court's ruling will have wide-ranging implications.
So it does open the door to further lawsuits throughout the state with regard to other school boards and other schools.
The controversial Guardian program allows school districts to employ non-police security officers who must complete at least 132 hours of firearm training and pass psychological evaluations and drug tests. While DeVito believes the plaintiffs have a solid case, he says the district was looking for the most cost-effective way to satisfy new state requirements.
I think that Duval is doing their best to try to do what the statute or what the bill requires. And in this case, because of the limit to funds, they're going through the Guardian process, which is a less expensive method, I believe.
The new law stops short of requiring armed guards while mandating their training. Abukar Adan, 89.9 WJCT News.